John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hour number two of Darren Donick and Chase. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here with you. And, of course, Floyd Reese joins us now on the show, as he does every Thursday at 11. He is brought to us by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. And before we bring Floyd in, quickly, Chase, I know you have been looking, as I have, at Dan Graziano's latest tweet, which kind of is, in a nutshell, where we are right now with the Titans. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just pull that up. I was just checking it out as you were. So, yeah, Dan Graziano, it's a thread that you got to read through, but I highly recommend it as I'm out of breath. Sorry for that.
What are you doing, some jogging in the, or, you know, some ab work or something during the break?
I ran from one end of the house to where my office is. Cause okay.
I'm sure Floyd is very impressed with the – maybe that's – what do you call that, the shuttle drill?
Yeah,
Floyd,
it was something
is that the
like
shuttle
that.
Drill he's doing?
Let's see. What was your time?
Not very good.
Okay.
For clarity on the Titans situation, this is what we actually know. Number one, there is an NFL and NFLPA investigation that could result in discipline if the Titans didn't follow protocols. Number two, the September 30th offsite player workout is a part of the investigation, but not its sole focus. Number three, the NFL and the NFLPA also looking into how the virus entered the Titans facility and how it spread. Were masks not worn properly? Were protocols not followed during team travel, etc.? This is more important than whether the players should be disciplined for working out together. Willie, you have been bringing that up quite a bit. As to the September 30th player workouts, Titans and Vikings were both told on September 29th that facilities were closed and there could be no in-person activity either at facility or away from it. Whether slash how that info was communicated by team to players is part of the investigation.
Yes, and there's even more, but that's the gist of it. That's where we are.
Yeah,
we've been
more.
Discussing this backwards and forwards. Floyd, I've had a chance to listen to some of what you and Jared have talked about, your conversation with Chris Sanders yesterday, really interesting stuff. So let's try to break this down. As of now, I guess there is still some scenario where the game could be played Monday or Tuesday, although with each passing day, that looks even less like a possibility. But let's say that you had to do that. Just with the roster that they have right now, that roster would be extremely compromised for that game. No question about it, right? Could you even get enough guys that you feel like you would have all the spots on your special teams and backups even reasonably filled?
You know, that would be a good question, and I'm not sure they would be able to do that. You know, this is all complicated, and, you know, he said, she said, and now we're going back and forth. And you know, kind of the bottom line to the whole thing in my mind is what the league – has stressed the whole time, which is, you know, they want to be able to play all the games. They want the field level, that is, you know, equal for both teams. And their concern, major concern, the safety of the players. And so if you take those things and you look at this game and you look at where they are and you say, okay, what becomes more important here? Is it more important to play the game, even though, you know, they may not even be able to get into the facility until Saturday afternoon sometime? Or is it more important to postpone it and say, okay, we're going to have a week 18 or we're going to have a week during the season we're going to designate as a makeup slash bye week, you know, where teams can play games? I don't know. I think there are a bunch of those kind of options out there, and it'll be determined by what the league decides is the most important.
I think that is a really interesting thought that you have, because if you put 10 people in a room and you say, what's the best solution? You're probably not going to get 10 for 10 in agreement, right?
Right.
For example, here's one I'll throw out there. It seems to me that if the game, it just isn't played at this point, in some ways you could argue that's a victory for the Titans. You've got a team that hasn't practiced for 2 weeks, and to go out there and try to play against the Bills, who are pretty darn good and have been practicing, that's a major, major disadvantage. And so on one hand, you probably have some people around the league so say, hey, it's their own fault, right? So what if they only had 48 hours to prepare? They did this to themselves. So if you just bagged the game and the Titans went forward with the idea you just play 15 games, that might be a mini victory for the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, Buffalo is a really good football team. And if we had practiced the last 2 weeks, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Buffalo went in as a favorite, you know, in the game anyway. And let alone not being able to practice for 2 weeks, now where are you? And like you said, when you go in there with a roster, I mean, who's, you know, you're down, your defensive tackles are all gone, your receivers are all gone. You go through the lit, like you said, you're going to have people covering kicks that maybe have never covered a kick in their life. You know, what is all that going to look like? And I think that becomes a major issue. And again, I think if the league determines the most important thing is getting the game in, then fine. You know, they'll probably say, okay, we're going to play it. If they say, no, the most important thing is to give both teams a chance in spite of, you know, who caused it, what was the reason, we're going to put them in a situation where they both have a chance to win, then, again, I think they postpone it and find a point in time later on.
So, Floyd, if you can, put into perspective the long-term ramifications. Forget about the players who are still on the COVID list, but just all the players that normally would be active and practicing right now who aren't practicing. I don't know if they're even finding a weight room to lift. I presume that they'll try to do that somewhere. But I don't know if they're even supposed to be doing that. But if you can't practice for 2 weeks, you know, obviously the first time you practice is going to be pretty rough. But how far-reaching are those ramifications? You got players maybe not quite in shape, and obviously you're not as cohesive as a group.
And I think we saw even during the first three games where we weren't, you know, we didn't look at our players, all of them, and say, you know, they're a finely tuned machine right now. I mean, we saw a lot of, you know, hands on the knees and hands on the hips, you know, where guys were just pooped. And so we weren't even in great shape to begin with. And you say, okay, now we're going to take a couple of weeks off and see what it looks like when we come back. I mean, that could be really ugly. And in spite of the, if they played in spite of the score, in spite of how the game looked and, you know, what people thought about it, what about the injury factor? You know?
That's another one.
I mean, the injury factor has to increase by, you know, 20, 30, 40%. And I think that's because, you know, you want to go ahead and play the game if that's what the league wants, but you don't want to destroy the rest of your season doing that.
Where do you think the Players Association would weigh in on that factor of maybe a player safety, right? Hey, you're asking these guys to go out and play. In the short term, it works out well for the league because you keep the games going and the players get paid, right, for these games. But at the same time, as you said, there has to be an injury risk increase if you haven't practiced, if you're not really in game shape because you haven't practiced in 2 weeks.
And the union will be all over that. You know, that would be big to them because they would feel like safety was compromised. I'm not sure. You know, they went through and put together a CBA just before the start of the season, and I don't know what that CBA reads, how it reads. I don't know what it would say about something like this, but there are probably a lot of issues in there that may cover something like this. But, I mean, I think you're exactly right. The union would be very, very skeptical about, you know, not having practice for a couple weeks, going out and playing a game.
We're talking to Floyd Reese. He joins us every Thursday at 11, a co-host of Jared and the GM weekdays 2 to 6. Mike Florio will be joining Jared and Floyd today at 3 o'clock in this segment brought to you by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. So, Floyd, you've been around the league for a long time, and I think that we can all agree when you look at this situation that the Titans obviously are at fault on some things. Maybe the protocols weren't clear enough. There are some communication issues that you can blame on the league. Do you feel that it would be important for both sides when this investigation is complete to come out and just say, hey, this is what happened. This is what we found. This is who we blame, or we blame ourselves. But do you feel that it's important for the players and on other teams, the other organizations, and the public to hear what exactly went on here?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure how important it is for the public, other than just knowledge. But for the other teams, absolutely. Because this situation is unique. I mean, you can point fingers, we can say what we want, and all of that could be true. But when you just look at how this one has happened, and you look at, you know, we're dying by 1,000 paper cuts, you know, a guy a day, where these other areas and other teams, they have their one or maybe two guys, and it's over. You know, not a lot of staff involved in the NFL. We got a bunch of staff involved. I just look at the numbers and the way this one has happened, and I think for the protection of the league, that it would definitely be something that has to get out, and there has to be, you know, protocols to change, to sharpen, to delete, whatever they have to do to make sure that, you know, to prevent this from happening again. Because, I mean, let's face it, if this was the last 3 weeks of the season for a good team, forget it, Titans, you know, any of the good teams, I mean, it would virtually destroy them.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to something that you guys were talking about of, you know, player safety and just preparation and all of that, do you almost think at this point, if the league came out and said, hey, we're going to pause the Titans for a couple of weeks, you reschedule the Houston game because it's a division game, maybe don't worry about Buffalo, and just go on winning percentage. Do you feel like that at this point that could be the best course of action just from a competition, health, all of the above standpoint?
You know, I think, and this is just a gut feeling, that if we're looking for the safest, I'm not sure it would be the easiest, but potentially the safest and the action that could get the most games in, you know, which is one of their objectives, I would say just postpone it and let's wait and see what happens here later on. Because let's face it, this is week four, and this has already happened once. We're a quarter of the way through. What happens when we're, you know, three quarters of the way through? Are there another five teams in the same situation we're in? And if there are, then you're going to need a point in time. You're going to need a week where you can say, okay, here's where we make up these games. And you teams that don't have to make up get an additional bye. But something along those lines. And if that doesn't occur, you know, if we are the only team all year long that goes through this, and you get down to the end there and you can't make it up, then, you know, you end up forfeiting or whatever. Maybe you go on win percentage, whatever device you use to determine who the champ is.
Floyd, when we say the league has to decide this, right? Let's take the investigation of the Titans and how they've conducted themselves. Let's put that over to the side for a moment. But on this logistics of the schedule issue, who do you think is in the room? When we say the league will have to decide, is it Goodell? Is it somebody from the Players Associate? Like, who weighs in on that? How many people?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be a big group, and it would be the blue bloods, if you will. You know, it would be the union, it would be the league, it would be a whole group of lawyers, and it would be probably people involved with the CBA. I wouldn't be surprised if you had TV people there. That, you know, I don't know who the hierarchy of the, you know, of ESPN or these stations, I don't know who they are. But they might have a say. I think you'd have to look into all those things.
Well, we wait and see. Are you surprised that they have not come out with the findings of the investigation at this point?
I guess I am. I think if they had something they could really point to right away, say this is it, that it would be out there. And so when I see this, I think in my mind, well, they didn't really find much. And so now, you know, they're trying to look at other areas. Because like I said, where we are and what we're doing is abnormal. I mean, everything right. in 2020 is abnormal. But, I mean, this is atypical. You know, it's just not the way we've seen this spread through these other franchises. So I think that has to bring up some questions.
Well, no doubt about that. Floyd, great stuff. Looking forward to the show this afternoon. As who knows what information we'll find out between now at 11:19 and 2 o'clock when you guys go on the air. It seems like it's a fast-moving thing. But thanks for your time, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Floyd Reese, brought to you every week by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. When we come back, I want to pose this question to the audience and ask you, like, if you're in the room, what's the right thing to do? You heard Floyd throw out a couple of things. Let's put the investigation aside for a minute and just try to figure out, hey, there's a game scheduled for Sunday. We don't think it can be played on Sunday. What do we do? What's the right thing to do for the league? Who's going to weigh in where? I think that's a fascinating part of this, and they got to figure it out. And it's not easy. And as you heard Dan, if you read Dan Graziano's tweet or you heard Chase referring to it, they're figuring this out as they go. It's a moving picture, and they've got to make a decision here. 737-1025 is our number. You can call or text, brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'd love to hear from you. Call right now. Tell us what you would do. 615-737-1025. We're coming back after this on Darren Donick and Chase.
A lot of the reason why the outbreak spread in Tennessee was because players were trying to get together because the facility was closed. Right now, that's not to say that coaches weren't involved as well in helping that thing spread. But the fact of the matter is, both players and coaches, in some way, shape, or form, have not been following protocol.
All right. We got two big issues right now for the Titans as we get back to Darren Donick and Chase. Coming up at noon, silly underdog picks. We have the investigation, which is pending, right? We've been through that. The workouts at NBA, the workouts at Rose Park. When was the memo sent? It looks increasingly like, hey, we didn't know until October 1st that you couldn't do anything away from the facility. Isn't flying very well. And even if that were the case, it still is an offense on some level, right? Even though you sympathize with players who are at the time being told you might have to play on Sunday, but you can't practice until then, you can see the thinking. You give them some benefit of the doubt. But let's put all that aside, because until we find out the findings of the investigation, we're all still on pins and needles as to what's going to happen. Draft picks, etc. But it looks like there's a lot of sentiment around the league that the Titans be hit hard and made an example of if indeed what's being reported ends up, you know, the worst of that, that there were protocols that were overlooked, you know, that it spread needlessly because they did not follow the protocols, and then the workouts as an element, but not the whole thing of that. But the pressing issue now is what to do, what's the fair thing to do for Sunday's scheduled game against the Bills, which we know at this point, there's no way you could play on Sunday.
No.
And it really doesn't look to me like you could possibly play Monday or Tuesday. I just don't see that at all. So, Chase, let's say you and I are in a room, and I'm going to invite everybody to join us with this conversation. What would you
do? We have some texts and calls already.
Okay, 615-737-1025. Floyd tossed this out. Postpone the game, and it will be made up if it needs to get made up.
Yep.
And we'll table it for now, and let's see where we are league-wide. Let's see if this ends up being the only hiccup. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe there's five or six teams that end up not playing 16 games, and the Titans, by comparison, look good. I like that on one level. On the other side, I might argue, though, hey, man, you're letting the Titans off scot-free. They don't have to play a game. This is the best news they could possibly get. It's another bye week for them. And maybe they end up with a record of, after 15 games, maybe their record is 9-6 or 10-5. They benefit from not playing a game where they would have been at a huge disadvantage. And they've got a chance to maybe stabilize, get some people back, and manage to have a reasonable chance to win next week against Houston. Although we don't know that. If there's more positive tests come out, there could be a problem with next week's game. But let's put that aside for now. You got to decide what you're doing with this game. So what would you do, Chase?
Well, I tend to agree with Floyd and with some texters as well, that I think the best course of action is just to say this is yet another bye week. You create a week 18, move it to that point. If you don't need it, then I guess you don't have to play it. But you got to think about this too. It doesn't just affect the Titans and Bills. I mean, it could affect other teams when you're looking at seeding and making the playoffs altogether. So my guess is you probably will need it and have to play it. The question that I have, and I put this out on Twitter as well, and we haven't really talked about this, but knowing what you don't know, which is the theme of 2020, that the thing you know is you don't know a lot because of how much this changes. Why didn't, when the NFL released their schedule, why didn't they just go ahead and have week 18?
They should have. I think,
and give each team two byes. Because then you could...
They, with pride throughout the summer, said, this is our schedule.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, are you going to adjust your schedule? You know, you got everything going on, put some measures. This is the schedule. You know, they had plenty of time to do something like that. Floyd mentioned that, where you probably could have had an adjustment. Maybe worked it in of, hey, this week is going to be a bye for everybody, but it's going to be makeup week in week 9.
Yeah.
And then if we need a week 18, let's have a week where that we're going to hold that date for makeup games if possible. That, in retrospect, would have been the way to go. But right now, they can still all just point it to one team and say there's only one team screwing this up right now. Right now. Now, in another month, I think we all think there's a possibility that it's going to get way more complicated.
Oh, I think it could. I mean, I think I unfortunately believe this could just be the beginning.
So we get down to this. You're in a room. What's fair? Titans haven't practiced in 2 weeks. You can't ask them to go play a game. And that's where the forfeit thing probably would be brought up in that room, right? They did this to themselves. They don't deserve to get a pass, right? Because they can recover from it.
Right.
It's an advantage to the Titans not to play this game.
Sure.
If it is never made up, or even if it's made up at the end of the year, the Titans by then hopefully would be through the worst of this and be back to the team that they are, which is a pretty good team.
Yeah, and I mean, they get better as the year goes on, so playing I think they already got an advantage of having to play the Steelers a little bit later on, now potentially playing the Bills a little bit later on. Those are two really good teams that they have to go up against, and some of these players that have been out could be back. I mean, they are just better overall. So sure, I mean, it's certainly a benefit. But I just, and I know using the phrase, well, it's always been done that way, or they've never done it, like there's never been a forfeit. I still say that punishing them with draft picks and fines, That will suffice, making them forfeit the game, because I just don't agree with it. I don't think that's the way to go.
I don't think it's going to happen. But I think that's where somebody arguing that, hey, to punish the Titans, you're not really punishing the Titans by letting them off the hook, not having to play this game where you would have a hugely compromised roster. And the fact that you haven't
practiced. Would be punishment. I mean, if you just say, punishment. Hey, you got to go out there with whoever you got.
So if I'm the commissioner and I'm saying, hey, I got to do what I got to do, it's not fair. The Players Association is going to be all over me if I force these guys to go out when they haven't practiced. There's a player safety issue. I will then make it up to you by whacking them with draft picks. I'll make the penalties more harsh because they're responsible.
Yeah.
But in terms of their season this year, I think there's going to be, there would have to be some support for that way of going.
Because think about this. So right now, if under, we'll play the week 18 scenario. So right now, the only teams that would be affected to have to play week 18 are the Titans and the Bills. So you're now going to delay the playoffs by a week because of one team, but for two teams to play a game. Now, if you're the playoff teams, you might sit there and go, all right, I'll take the extra bye. Sure, that's fine. Good with that. And if, and you know, the NFL could say, well, we'll make that, we'll make them play the short week. We'll just, we'll do that game on Thursday. We can start the playoffs that weekend as scheduled, but then you're giving a bye to the Titans and or the Bills that may not have deserved a bye or earned a bye. I mean, right. And then another team. So, I mean, there's no perfect scenario.
Postponing the game to a week 18 or just saying we're not even guaranteeing we're going to have to play this game, that's a victory for the Titans at this point.
Yep.
They are in full retreat mode. They are in full, hey, we just need to get back out there and get a practice in. Playing a game against the Bills, they are so far from being prepared for that. Now, here's the other part of it. Speaking of preparation, right? We've been told throughout this whole process, hey, the league has contingency plans. Hey, the league has talked about all this.
Yeah, where are
those? I've heard Dan Graziano say that on Get Up. I've heard Adam Schefter, hey, the league's prepared for this. They're ready. They have plan B. If they have, then why is Dan Graziano saying this? This is all more complicated than any of us ever thought we'd have to prepare for. League, teams, players, media are all figuring out as we go. Well, the league saw what happened with baseball, so they should be prepared. Why? I don't think that narrative should be coming in at all. They should have had this.
Because
this shouldn't be the first time you're discussing what to do if this happens. That should have been discussed in August, in July, in June, right? They should have had this plan ready to go.
This is the arrogance of the NFL.
Well, I makes you wonder.
I don't wonder. I think that's what it is. This is the arrogance of the NFL. They thought, we got this under control. We're the National Football League. You just don't worry about us. You let us handle it. Our players are going to do what we tell them to do. We don't need a bubble. Whatever. We'll be fine. And they're not. And none of us are surprised by that. None of us are surprised by that at all. Because for one reason or another, somebody got the virus and they spread it. Whether they broke a protocol or a family member broke a protocol or whatever, the fact of the matter is the NFL loves to be in control and they didn't have this under control.
All right,
they weren't in control.
737-1025, what do you got on texts and calls?
All right, so this is Mike from Gallatin. I don't think there is a way to make this fair for the whole league. Personally, I would just put this game at the end of the season and only play it if it makes a difference in playoff seeding. As far as Texans game goes, I think you again play it by ear and hope that they get better. That's coming from Mike in Gallatin. Another one, Austin. I don't understand the problem with making a week 18. It seems very simple to me. Games late in the year that are closer to the playoffs get better ratings anyway. Other teams will have a similar situation that the Titans have faced happen to them as well. There's no bubble like in other sports. No way to punish teams for positive tests when players and coaches can get the virus from everyday activities like going to the store. It seems like a win-win for the league and for the players to just make a week 18. It would resolve almost every issue. Again, that from Austin. Seems to be a lot of people thinking that you got to have a week 18. Make sure you put your name if you text in, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and no name. If they find more info and need to be penalized, you make them forfeit. If you don't find anything else, common sense says reschedule. It sucks, but to be honest, it sounds like the NFL wasn't prepared for this, or there would have been a plan from the beginning. Have to look at it as a football fan. Have to look at look as a football fan. Says it twice.
So retexting for emphasis,
yes.
I guess?
I guess.
Okay. 737-1025.
Let's go to Nate. He's called in.
Nate, what do you got?
So like everybody else, I say they need to reschedule for week 18. But they need to be thinking ahead. I know y'all had said what y'all have said about scrapping the Titans season, but hear me out. What if this keeps going on for like 1, 2, 3 more weeks? Well, then in total, this would be going on for like a month, and you have a month worth of games that you would have to potentially reschedule. And by that time, I mean, you're out of time, basically. It seems like the Titans can't get this under control. And they have been talking about unprecedented punishment. Scrapping the Titans season could definitely be part of the unprecedented punishment.
Well, Nate, you have made one point that I think is something that maybe we're slightly guilty of every day, but it's, you know, it's living in the moment, where I think every day you're sitting there going, well, today has to be the last day they get more positive tests, right? No, I think we all go there in our minds, like, surely this is it. But that's not how the virus works. That's not how the testing works. The virus can sit in your system for like 2 weeks before you would test positive.
Yeah,
so you're right. We can't assume that the worst is beyond them. There could be a few more days of tests coming in, and that's if they truly have stayed separated and quarantined, done everything they're supposed to do, right?
And
who knows where everybody's going? Like, did some of the guys say, hey, we don't have practice. I'll go out and grab something to eat for lunch or something, and you could randomly get something there. So you're right. You have to hope, you have to pray that you get a handle on this, and by the start of next week, you could prepare regularly for the Texans game. Because
right.
I guess not right now to assume that would be wrong, just based on everything we've gone through.
And who's to say if they do end up pausing the Titans season only for, you know, a week or two, who says it doesn't come back or it doesn't continue?
That's another good point, Nate. And I'll throw this out. You know, are we at the point where in this hypothetical room that we're talking about, that the NFL says to the Titans, and maybe they present this to the other teams, we got to go to team bubbles. So you're going to have to find a hotel or something close to your facility. We're going to have to you got to keep everybody together. We got to do it that way for the rest of the season if we want to get this in. Now, that's going to involve negotiations with the league and the players and all of that. I understand. But is that the best course of action? Should they have just done that to begin with?
I don't think that was fair. That you can't ask them to do that for that long. You can read some of the stuff from NBA players and NHL players 2 months, or in the NBA's case, we're still going, right? It's more than 2 months. It's really tough.
Right.
It is really tough. And
they
agreed to it. Yeah, but and it's been a huge success. Yes. But to do that for football would have been, when you say from the start, that's 6 months away from your family. No way. No way. That's too much to ask. Now, for the playoffs, I think they absolutely should be planning on that right now. They cannot have this happen for the playoffs. So I think that really needs to be planned at this point. Now, Chase, if you want to maybe say, well, maybe you ought to think about starting in December doing it. Logistically, you have a lot to figure out. I don't know if you can turn it around that time. But I would think by January, a playoff bubble, I think you could still cobble that together between now and then. But yeah. I just think you're going to have to work through some issues like baseball did, because it's too much to ask people being in a bubble for that long. I don't think they'd go for it.
Well, and you're right there. But December, you know, the end of the season, especially for teams that, okay, no doubt going to make the playoffs, you got to start bubbling. But they're also going to have to crack down on this of, hey, if you want to keep playing, then you come to the facility and you go home. Have your groceries delivered. If you know, we'll figure out a way
to
help you with that.
Aren't they supposed to be doing that anyway?
Yeah, they need to emphasize that a little bit more.
Well, there we get into something we talked about the very day this thing hit in March. How much of it is recommended? Here's what we think you should do.
Yeah.
And how much are we saying, we're making this decision for you, this is what you must do? That's the whole dilemma from the very beginning and every walk of life that you're talking about, starting at the very top. All right, let's take a break. I want more feedback. The Floyd Reese suggestion. bag the game. And we will say it will be made up at the end of the year if necessary. Is that viable? Or is that too advantageous to the Titans, who would stand to gain a lot at this point if that is the case? Tell me what you think. 615-737-1025. I realize that a lot of Titans fans would be raising their hand going, yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. But if you're looking at it from the other team's view, the league's view, is that too, is it, do you let the Titans off the hook, more or less, if that's what you do? And then how does that affect the ramifications of the investigation and what sanctions you're going to put on the Titans for how they got into this mess, how much responsibility they have to take for that? 615-737-1025. The text and call line is brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Darren, Donick, and Chase continues after this. Here on the show, Underdogs coming up at noon, Elliot Friedman at 1, David Poile at 1:30. Predators, a lot going on with them. We're going to break it down for you during the 1 o'clock hour. We'll have fun with the Underdogs coming up at high noon. ESPN The Game Nashville has your coverage of the MLB playoffs, presented by Gary Force Acura. Tonight, 102.5 The Game has game 4 of the ALDS series of the Yankees and Rays at 6 o'clock. Yankees down to a sliver, down 2-1, a depleted pitching staff, a lot of criticism of Aaron Boone, the Rays, and the guys you've never heard of, Randy Arozarena, a budding superstar. This guy's unbelievable. But they've got him 2-1. They have beaten them 8 out of 10 in the regular season and now 2 out of 3 so far in this series, but they've got to win another game. And ESPN 94.9 is going to be carrying game 3 of the NLDS between the Padres and the Dodgers. Dodgers leading 2-0, a very spicy game last night, to use a term a good friend of ours likes to use. 8 o'clock start time on that one. Padres came back, almost pulled it off. Some fireworks last night, some emotional exchanges back and forth. Not only a bat toss, but then a glove toss and a hat toss by a pitcher. It was awesome.
Joe Kelly's got to close now, right?
Kenley Jansen, to me, is not going to close.
Yeah, no. I mean, because he threw, I think, 33 pitches, and then they finally pulled him, went to Kelly, and even Kelly made it interesting. I mean, they loaded up the bases. I was sitting there watching that game, and I'm thinking, all right, Padres going to at least tie this up. I mean, they're at least going to, you know, send this to where the Dodgers have to win it in the bottom of the ninth. But wasn't meant to be, but I would think Joe Kelly will be the guy to close it out, not Jansen.
Yeah, I think there's some other guys they could use that I would use before Jansen, and I don't know if it would be Kelly, because as you said, he was a little shaky. So I don't know if I would assume it was him. Meanwhile, the Braves are up 2-0. They look great. They're pitching lights out. Ian Anderson gets more special by the start. The changeup fastball combination is baffling. So they look very good. The A's stayed alive with all their former Nashville Sounds playing yesterday against the Astros, and so those series continue. The Braves start at 1 o'clock. So, Chase, do we have anything, any future commissioners of the NFL or amateur commissioners that want to weigh in this here?
We do. Tyler texts in, and something to take into account. We ask the military to take that much time away from their families, so I do think you could set up a bubble and ask players to do that. I think the logistics are more of an issue setting all of that up, though. So that comes from Tyler. Interesting point.
So, I've heard that. But
the players have to be willing to do it.
What's reasonable? 2 months, maybe reasonable. I think beyond that, not so much. But I think you and I might be a little bit at odds at this. I still don't think they're in a dire enough situation where yet
that, well, they might
you
be
have
for
to
the
really
Titans.
Go that now for the, yeah. Well, yeah. But that's for one team. You can, if it's just one team that's affected. And now we've got the Patriots situation. We know that the Broncos game is not on. So that's been, but the Patriots look great compared to the Titans. So the Patriots, I don't know, I want to say if they've got off scot-free, but they have certainly benefited from looking pretty good in comparison. But let's get back to our proposal here. If you're in a room and you're saying, are you going to make the Titans play the Bills on Monday or Tuesday and then push the Bills game back? How do the Titans feel about that? How do the Bills feel about that? Maybe we should just bag it. If you bag it and say, we'll make it up at the end of the year if we have to, the Floyd Reese proposition. Now, what do you think the Patriots think of that? Hey, man, you made us play and fly the day of the game and go play the Chiefs without our quarterback, but you're going to let the Titans just not play? Who got the better end of that deal?
I mean, they have one player and the Titans have half their team. So, I don't know about that. I mean, now the Titans have been off for 2 weeks. You know, they haven't been in the facility. So it's a little bit different.
Oh, it's definitely different. But I can see, I think you could still argue that it was not the smartest thing to do to go play that game.
You're going to argue.
There's
a lot of arguing here.
But they risked having more multiple tests.
Yeah.
And just by virtue of saying we need a separate plane for the people that have been around Cam Newton, that was an admission that there was an issue there.
Right. And I said one player is now two with Gilmore.
Right.
As a part of that. Mario from Nashville, week 18, no doubt. Let the Chiefs, Ravens, Seahawks have a breakout, and they would say the same. Titans have a chance to make a run for the Super Bowl, and COVID has interrupted that. Not just COVID. NFL should have put measures in place for multiple teams that have the same issue sometime this year because it will happen to make up games. By the way, I was on board to postpone season till next year and let COVID move on. That's Mario from Nashville.
Okay.
Here's another good point.
All right.
Neil says, a bubble isn't going to fly in December. Try telling players and personnel they have to stay away from their families during the holidays. Very valid point.
Unless you said, hey, your family can come in and be in the bubble with you.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, you can bring the families with you. It just there have to be strict rules.
But when we say the bubble, right, in December, let's say you wanted to say, well, you know what, we need to protect the last month of the regular season. Are we saying you still have to travel and play the games, right? You're not playing the games on a neutral
site. I'm saying team bubbles.
Team bubble.
When I say bubbles, and if I wasn't clear on that, I apologize.
So are they all staying in a hotel? All the families staying in a hotel with the players?
I'm sure a hotel would sign up for that with the amount of money they would make.
I guess, but is that realistic? I mean,
Is anything realistic?
The kids wouldn't
right
go
now,
to school.
Willie?
The kids wouldn't go to school.
Well,
or they'd be again, online.
Those are things you have to. I mean, logistically, it's very difficult. But this is where we're at, and you've given them the opportunity to be at home and not have to go into a bubble. And for one team specifically, it hasn't worked because it would appear somebody didn't follow the rules somewhere.
I think it's more realistic for a playoff. The teams in the first, when you do it for the playoffs, you're minimizing the number of teams.
I'm trying to get to the playoffs, though.
And then, I know. but for the playoffs, you could play on neutral sites, and you would have less teams that you have to bubble up. So I think that's very reasonable, and I'm still surprised that that narrative has not been shared by any reporters. If I were a reporter, I'd be digging for that. I'd be asking that question. Because to me, that's the big thing. And I think we're going to see it on the high school front here when the football playoffs start very soon. Postseason is going to start here soon. They are going to be faced with what to do if there's a team that has issues leading up to a game. I have not seen where this is what would happen. Because then the forfeit word has to come into play.
Sure.
Right? And here's that's very unfortunate.
Here's one more text. As a fan, if you're picking between taking an L against the Bulls and the Titans aren't playing this year, a Bills team that will absolutely beat you in your current condition or losing a first-round draft pick that could potentially better the team for years to come, why would everyone not be welcoming a game forfeit that likely won't matter down the stretch. Obviously, it's not up to the fans or the team how things play out, but I don't understand the outrage over forfeiting a game versus losing a first-round draft pick being on the table. That's from Paul.
That's an interesting thought from Paul. Okay, let's put it this way. Chase, you're Amy Adams Strunk, John Robinson, Mike Vrabel. And I say to you guys, all right, here are your choices. You forfeit the Bills game, keep all your draft picks, or we let you off the hook for the Bills game. You don't have to play it, but we're taking your first-round pick. Which is the bigger punishment?
The pick. You're forfeiting the Bills game.
I agree.
The Bills game. The Bills game, no matter what. I mean, yeah. You're gonna if you're the now the players may say, well, hey, I mean, do we in any of these scenarios do we get our game check? Answer is no, then
that's the complicated part of it.
Right, it's no brainer because the
then
draft
you have
pick,
to bring in the Bills.
Right. Well, and I think the league would have to do the right thing and tell the Bills, hey, we'll pay you. You're going to get paid.
All right, yeah. we have one more question on the phone line that we want to get to before we get to Underdogs. Kevin is on the line. He has an idea. Kevin, what do you got?
Everybody wants to say let's move this. You know, this came actually from Mad Dog Russo. Move Week 17 to Week 18 and make Week 17 a bye week, makeup week. This way everybody's going into the playoffs will still be playing the week before the playoffs start.
Okay, so that puts a little bit more of a level playing field, you're saying, for the teams that make it. And so you slide the regular season finale back for every team. Week 17 is the makeup week. And so if you're fortunate enough to have all of your games played, then it's just an extra bye week for everybody. So you would get that benefit.
And they get 1 week's rest before the season finale.
Mad Dog. Okay. I'm willing to listen. Just off the top of my head, that sounds like it's got some merit.
Yeah.
Like if you're the Bills, like you're the like I'm just thinking if you're the Bills, right? You're caught up in this. The Steelers have been caught up in this due to nothing that they did wrong. Is that a better scenario for them? Saying, hey, yeah, we'll take the bye week in week 17. And if we got to play, we got to play. The Bills might have to play. The problem for the Bills is they're saying, you know, either way, because we know we have to play the game against the Titans, we might have to play straight through at a period of time in the year where we know injuries are going to pile up and we got to play a game that we should have been able to play this coming weekend. So the Bills are going to get penalized just by getting caught up in it, which is no fault of their own. But it's an interesting thought. All right, let's run on that.
What else do you think, Mad Dog?
Say that to me. Say that to anybody. Say it to somebody.
Thank you, Mad Dog.
Okay, thank you, Mad Dog. All right. On that, we'll turn the page. We'll get to silly underdog picks. And we got some fun. In fact, is Darren going to join us? Is he going to make his pick line?
He will be on via the telephone.
A telephonic instrument.
He
okay.
will make a cameo.
From parts unknown, on vacation. All right, stay tuned. That's coming up next. Silly Underdog Picks here on 102.5 The Game.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.